Today on The King is Coming.
Welcome to a special edition of The King is Coming. We have an incredible show for you today. My name is Angela Mulder, and I'm a director at World Prophetic Ministry. Today, we're going to be remembering Dr. Ed Heinzen. As many of you know, Dr. Heinzen was with us for over 20 years, spreading the Word of God, bringing followers to the Word of God. Thank you for allowing us this time of transition at the ministry. I'm joined today with our next leader, Jeff Kinley.
Angela, that's a very appropriate thing for us to do because Ed left such a legacy of faith. He touched so many people's lives, including my own. And so that's why it's such a joy to be able to have a program like this to appropriately honor a man who deserves this.
Barrick, and I am Ed's oldest child, and I loved my dad so much. Growing up, he always believed in me, he always encouraged me, and he taught me to love God's Word and to want to read God's Word and know God. And I am so grateful for the legacy of faith that he has passed on to our family, to the children, the grandchildren. I'm just so grateful that he taught me to love God's Word and to know God's Word. In his dying moments around his hospital bed, God just gave us a gift. And when they pulled the ventilator out after days of him being unconscious, I'll never forget, he just was saying, "Wow, wow." He was talking. He was saying, "Wow, it's unexplainable." He could not put into words what he had seen. He couldn't put it into earthly words. But as we asked him questions around his bed, our whole family was there, all the grandkids. He was saying everything he had taught me my whole life. He was saying, heaven is real. Hell is real. God is eternal. He doesn't need defended. Forgiveness is forever. And that I will never forget, because everything my dad taught me my whole life, he was saying it again on his deathbed right before he died. And God gave us these precious moments with the Holy Spirit, even though my dad's, you know, was hardly able to breathe. The Holy Spirit was perfect inside of him. And we were able to get around his bed and sing his favorite hymns, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," "Jesus Loves Me." And he was singing along, and his arms were so bruised and so many tubes in him, but my dad was raising up his hands. And I had never seen my dad raise his hands up in worship before. And it was the most beautiful picture that I will never forget. And his last words to us as a family were, "Be willing to die for the truth. Be willing to sacrifice your life for the cause of Christ." It was a challenge to do things that will outlive you and last for eternity. And I want to challenge every one of you watching. I know you loved my dad, probably just like I did. You loved hearing him teach God's Word. But God has things for you to do on this earth. We're only here a short time. We're just passing through. And God has people that he brings into your path every day that need hope. They're desperate to know that there's a God that loves them. And God wants you to share your faith with others, with your neighbor, with the people in the grocery store. Are you willing to take the challenge to pass on a legacy of faith to your family and to your grandkids and to the people you love all around you? One day, we're going to all be in heaven together, dancing on streets of gold, and we're going to all see my dad again. And that's going to be a glorious day. My daughter, Jen, reminds me all the time. She has a brain injury, and she just talks to God all day. And she says, "Mom, when we get to heaven, God is going to ask us, who did you bring with you? And what did you do with the story I gave you? Was it all about you, or was it all about me?" I pray that all of our stories are about God, and that we will bring people with us to heaven because of our faithfulness to share the gospel.
Just how powerful are those words, "Be willing to sacrifice for the gospel"? And that is just, to me, that is truly encompasses what Dr. Heinzen, how he led his life.
You know, so true. You think about Jesus' last words in the upper room that night. He gave his disciples the promise of his return. Those were meaningful words. You think about God's last words in the Bible was the book of Revelation. Last words are lasting words. And Ed chose his words very carefully. He wanted them to be words that would resonate with those who would hear those words. And he's right. You know, you think about our lives, we get this one shot at life. And when we get to heaven, we want to get there and see people, at least in eternity, that are there because of us.
Yeah.
You know, and some of those people, Angela, are people that we directly speak to. Some of those people are folks that we planted a seed in their life. And sometimes it's through ministries like this. People are participating and partnering in this ministry. They get to see and reap the fruit of the reward of all the people who are in heaven because of this ministry and because of what Ed did. So for that reason, it's a joy for all of us to come together and celebrate his life because a lot of us may be in heaven because of him.
Thinking of his last words and really how his family said how excited he was, I hope that brings really all of our partners. I know it gives me a lot of comfort knowing that he was joyous. He was so joyous.
Hi, my name is Christy, and I am Ed's daughter, and I want to thank all of you for taking time to celebrate our father, who we love so much. Something that you may not know about my dad, most people knew him for his Bible knowledge and expertise, but he didn't start that way. My dad grew up in a family that did not know Jesus and did not know God and did not even have a Bible in their home. Both of his parents only were educated through the eighth grade, so nobody had ever gone to college before my dad came through. Nobody ever told him that Jesus loved him and died on the cross. And there was a church plant. My mother's family helped start a church in Detroit, and they knocked on the door of a little six-year-old boy and invited him to come to Vacation Bible School. My dad always told, I grew up in a blue-collar family. Everybody was a truck driver. Everybody was an alcoholic. Most of the men in his family died in their 40s from alcoholism. And when he heard that there was a Jesus who loved him and gave his life for him, and that it was free and he could go to heaven, he said, sign me up. I'm in on that. And God began a work in his life that was genuine and real. And I got to be the recipient of him changing our legacy, breaking years and generations of family addiction to alcoholism. And of course, I guess God knew he was smart. And so he picked him to learn his word and love his word and share his word with other people. And so you may have known him as this brilliant Bible teacher. I knew him as a generation changer and a breaker of addiction. I look at what my children have inherited because of him, the legacy of loving Jesus and knowing his word. And he, because he was a great dad, he made it very easy for us to believe that there was a God who loved us. Because he was so good at explaining the Bible, he made us all fall in love with Scripture. And I think probably what I love the most about what my dad taught me, besides the stories of the Old Testament, was the way that he viewed the Bible and current events and what's happening in the world. I don't know about you, but everybody around us seems to be panicked about where the world is headed and what's happening in our country. And it seems like every day we wake up to more bad news about how culture is changing, and it makes you almost fearful to bring kids into the world or to raise them in this world. And I used to always ask Dad about that, and he would say that what he had learned in Scripture and what he knew about prophecy never made him afraid of current events and what was happening in our country. Instead, it made him excited that it was just more proof that Jesus is coming back for all of us and that he's placed you in this generation for this time and for this moment so that you don't have to be afraid. He has a job for you to do. The last words Dad said to us before he left this earth, after being almost in a coma for a few days and having a ventilator and thinking we'd never hear his voice again, God gave him a day to talk to each of us. He talked very specifically and prophetically over each family member. And then the last thing he said was, never stop sacrificing for the sake of the gospel. And then he looked up to heaven and said, I'm ready to go. How do I get there? He was ready to jump right out of that hospital bed. There was no fear in his eyes. I tell people that sending my dad to heaven in that moment was our family's greatest act of worship. There was no fear. There was only joy and peace and euphoria. I describe it that it was better than bringing my own children into the world. And as a mother, I can't imagine anything better than bringing new life into the world. Sending my dad into the arms of Jesus was like nothing I could describe to you. I've never taken any drugs before, but I can't tell you how it felt. It was like everything in my veins was shot full of peace and joy and hope. And in that room, we experienced what we felt like was the presence of God and the gates of heaven. And I just want to encourage you to know that you're going there, to know that there's nothing to be afraid of in our current events or what's happening in the world. Jesus is coming back. Maybe you'll get to be here when he does that. And if not, you don't have to have any fear if he's your Savior and you know him as your Lord. I looked into my dad's eyes as he looked up to heaven with his eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of his faith. And he was so excited to leave this earth and to go there. And he left us with that hope that Jesus is coming back and that we get to be with him forever. And we hope that the same is true for you.
You know, I think the charge really that Dr. Heinzen had in those last words, you know, and what he said to his family is, you know, be willing to sacrifice and never stop sacrificing for the sake of the gospel is just, you know, kind of just like all of you partners, you know, never stop sharing, never stop trying to bring new people, you know, to the word, to the program, to God.
I think about that scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:58, that says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. And Ed knew that. Ed knew that all of his work was going to count for something. I mean, you've heard messages he would give about the rewards that are waiting for us in heaven. His last book was a book about future glory. I mean, there was so much. He was such a forward thinker in that way. And, you know, he talks about the peace of God. He actually had the peace of God. We get peace with God when we come to Christ, but the peace of God is something we experience every day. And Ed just exuded that peace, and really he comforted others with that same peace just by having a friendship or a relationship with him.
And how appropriate that his last book, Future Glory, that he did by himself, because he was so excited about that future glory as, you know, he departed this earth. That's right. What a blessing.
It really was.
My name is Jeff Murphy, and I'm Ed's son-in-law. My first memory of, we called him Papa Ed, was him getting on to me when I was about to marry his daughter. So the weekend leading up to the wedding, we had all the wedding party in town, and we were playing an outside game in his pool where it ended up with Christy getting a black eye. So he comes in later that night, and we're up in Christy's bedroom with her sister and a couple other family members, and Christy's eye, 2 days before our wedding, is basically swelled shut. And he looked at me after he'd already said earlier in the day, you need to calm things down a bit. This is getting out of control. He looked at me and he said, if this is how things are going to start, it's going to be a long road. I will tell you this about Papa Ed, now being married to and into this family for 30 years. He always modeled two very important things that I take away that he leaves a legacy behind, and that is he was full of grace and he was full of generosity. He was kind. There were so many times in my relationship with him that he was the most forgiving person that I knew. I think that came from his ability to understand brokenness. He understood that being a person who was broken and knowing who his faith came from, he was able to say, I'm sorry, and he was able to forgive well. He was also just really great at being so kind and forgiving to all of us. And so as I think about what he passes on, not only to you, his audience, but to my kids, was he was someone who was very intentional about saying, I love you, I'm sorry, being kind, and just really understanding what it is to be forgiving.
You know, Angela, several months before Ed fell ill, I invited him to speak at a conference that I was sponsoring, and he graciously came and just did an outstanding job, just knocked it out of the park. And we had lunch together that day, and he was asking me about my life and my ministry. He was very interested in me and that type of thing. I was telling him about what I was doing, and he gave me some real sage advice that really at the time I thought, wow, that's kind of odd to say. And the more I thought about it, the more it really impacted me, the more I really received that as God speaking through Ed. And then as we walked from lunch, my wife ended up speaking with Ed just one-on-one, not for any particular reason, just walking with each other back to the hotel. And she said he just had such incredible sense of wisdom and of being able to be very interested in people. You know, no matter where he was interested. You were the only person in the room.
Yeah.
You're the most important person in the room.
Or on the phone.
Or on the phone, yeah, exactly. But he gave each of us that personal attention. I'll never forget that because it was my last conversation with him after I said goodbye to him at that conference. So he had that unique ability, and God just really worked through him to help bless other people's lives.
And that is definitely one of the things that made it so hard when looking, you know, is just like I said in kind of earlier in the show, is we get calls, you know, about how just relatable he is and how important that is nowadays, especially when there's so many programs that people don't feel like they can relate to.
Right.
He does. He connects with that person and really puts God in their heart, which is so important.
Hey, I'm Jen Barrick, and I was Dr. Ed Heinzen's oldest grandchild. And wow, when I think back on Papa and on his life, just the impact that he had on me just meant so much. He made the Bible just come to life, and all the Bible stories, he just made them so real and exciting. But even more than that, he made them personal, and just the impact that he had just meant so much to me. But when I think on him now and think that he is in heaven with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it's just so amazing, and just warms my heart just to know just he is with the Lord, and just there is no more pain, there is no sorrow. And I just envision him just up there, just sitting back and just laughing and taking in the sights and just ultimately talking to the Almighty Great I Am. That is so cool, the hope that we have as Christians, just heaven someday, and just where we will get to see the Lord face to face. And I just want to encourage the listener today just to stay strong, that God sees you and that he is in every detail with you. And I want to pray a prayer of blessing over you right now. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to uplift my friend to you this day. And Lord, I just want to pray that you would just encourage their hearts and that you'd fill them with your strength as well as courage. And even more than that, I just want to pray that they'd fix their eyes on heaven and what is to come, where we get to see you, the Almighty Great I Am, and where we will be healed and where we will just be reunited with you forever. It's just, you are our one true hope, and we praise you for that. And so we can't wait to see you. And I just want to pray that my friend today would be encouraged and find strength for them in every way this day. To your name, Father God. Amen. So in closing, just I want to encourage you, friend, just to stay strong and just to dream. God wants to bless you in every way. And he is coming back for us one day soon. Woo!
One of the things that over my years in the ministry that I noticed the most and just was in awe of was, A, he was a machine. I mean, he knew the Bible back and forth, and he could just, he knew what he wanted to teach, and he would just come in and he would just put out 8 shows, and they would be just amazing, and they had personality to them, but they, you know, they really connected. And that's just, it's a hard thing, and what a great legacy he left.
Yeah. It's really the marrying of great giftedness with great heart passion. And you put those two things together, and to me, I mean, the number of books that he wrote, I mean, as an author, I obviously was way impressed with Ed before I ever met him, but just the number of books that he was able to crank out and write, the teaching regimen that he had, both at Liberty and here at The King Is Coming, was just, I mean, very impressive, and but also very inspirational, because it tells each of us that God can take each of us, no matter who we are, and do whatever he wants to through us. And that gives us hope to know that God can use us just like he used Ed Heinzen.
Yes. And one of the other things about Dr. Heinzen that really stood out against almost everybody else that's on TV is just he was a teacher. You know, I think that's why he was so relatable, because he was first and foremost, you know, a teacher. He valued that position. And, you know, our biggest thing was he was the most educated mm-hmm. on TV. And I really think the viewers really benefited from that.
Oh, amen.
Well, it's my honor to be on here today and talk about Dr. Heinzen, and as I know him, as Papa Ed. And, you know, Papa Ed was my spiritual mentor. I think all of you know, as I often like to call him, that he was a mentor of mentors, and he was a teacher of teachers. There is nobody quite like Papa Ed, and how he was able to take the very hard and complex things of the Bible and make them into something so simple that everybody could understand. And so I, this past year, have greatly missed being able to pick up the phone with any crazy theological question, which I would always try to stump him, by the way, and never could. He was just such a man of the Lord and taught all of us so many things. And so as we miss him dearly, we know that he is at the foot of the King. We know he is right next to the person that he taught us all about. And so as we're here on earth, Papa, I believe that you're listening right now. And if you are, I just want to say we are here to continue your mission. And that is, if you're watching this right now, you need to know one thing, and that is the King is coming back one day. And the question is he coming for you? Papa, we love you, we miss you, and we will continue to carry on the legacy that you so created and the foundation that you built for our family. We can't thank you enough, and we will serve here until one day we are called home to be reunited with you again.
Well, hello, I'm Dr. Daniel Sloan. I had the distinct privilege of working with Dr. Heinzen for over a decade, and he was just the not only the most brilliant man that I ever met, but he's also the wisest man I ever met. He just knew exactly when to say the right things, when to impart that wisdom on his students and his people that he would come into contact with. But he was also a caring and loving man. I saw countless times where he would have students in his office and just counsel them, work with them, try their best to just reach them at a very personable level, and he was just an amazing man.
Well, I'm Dr. Troy Temple, and I'm the Dean of the School of Divinity at Liberty University here in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I had the privilege of being the dean that followed Dr. Ed Heinzen. He was my dean, the last dean that I had and that I served under there at Liberty University in the School of Divinity. And for about 7 years, I got to really just glean from him his passion, his commitment, and ultimately his love for Jesus Christ. And I would say that, honestly, one of the long-lasting legacies that he left us was a commitment to not just doing something, but standing somewhere, knowing what we believe and why we believe it. And of course, if you've heard him in over the years in the past, as he championed the hope that we have in heaven, where he has now the best perspective any of us could ever want, then you understand how committed he was to a faithful understanding of the story that God has invited us to be a part of because of the gospel. And he was always so meticulous, but always so shepherding in his approach to be able to love people towards the kingdom. And it will never go without saying that Dr. Ed Heinzen cared deeply for people. At the end of the day, we all champion what he was about. And knowing that as a believer and those who have placed your faith and trust in him, that we have this undying hope that's eternal and that is waiting for you and for me. And he left that for us. He continued to keep that message consistent. And we are so grateful for the opportunity that we had to be able to spend time listening to him, but also getting to know him and letting God do something in us through Dr. Ed Heinzen. So we just want to celebrate the legacy of life and ministry and an impact that he has had. And I am so grateful for that. And I know many of you are too. You can take hope that what he is enjoying right now can be secured for you. And one day you'll be celebrating with him, and maybe you think you're going to get to heaven and ask him questions, but you're probably going to get to heaven and you're going to ask those questions to the one who breathed all of this into existence by his very words. It's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And as you know, the King is coming for his bride. So it's just a privilege to be able just to honor him in this moment. Thank you.
Well, Angela, you know, the world is a hurting place. There are people that are lonely, people that are searching, people in confusion today. And of course, Jesus is the answer. And that's one of the things that Ed was so good at doing. He always pointed people to Jesus Christ. I once heard that the mark of a great sermon is not leaving and saying how great the preacher was, but how great the God of the sermon was. And Ed had that goal. And he always wanted people to know Jesus even more than they knew him. And that's the key to hurting people, to bring Jesus into their lives, because Christ brings salvation, he brings peace, he brings hope, and he brings a future.
And I think that's, you know, another reason why, you know, in the end, it was so important to Dr. Heinzen that the ministry continue. Because there are so many hurting people, so many people that need to find God. And we need to get that word out there in a relatable way. I want to thank you so much, Jeff, for being willing to step into these huge shoes. I know you're going to do fabulous. We really appreciate you thinking about it prayerfully and making sure that it's something that you can, you know, you really can do and you feel is in your heart. It's going to be such a blessing.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Angela. And it's going to be an honor for me to do this. In fact, we're starting out with a series that I know would be very dear to Ed's heart. We're talking about the book of Revelation, which he loved the book of Revelation. And he's actually taught so much on it and blessed my heart through his books as well. We're talking about Revelation as a guide to knowing God. Because in the end, Revelation 19:10 says that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And so when you study Bible prophecy, you have to get to know Jesus Christ. So here the King is coming, Angela. We're going to continue to promote the word of God, to help hurting people out there in the world, and to let the whole world know that the King is coming. I'm Jeff Kinley with The King is Coming, and I'm so excited about this new series we're doing called Revelation's Guide to Knowing God. Most people don't know that Revelation doesn't just tell us about the future, it tells us about who God is and how we can better know Him. Check it out on The King is Coming.
Today on The King is Coming.
Guess who's not dead? Jesus Christ. He's alive, the tomb is empty, and because the tomb is empty, our hearts are full. That, my friends, is the incomparable Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ has been called the hinge upon which Christianity itself swings. It's the most important point of our faith, the pivotal point where everything comes together. That's what we're discovering today on The King is Coming. I'm very excited to tell you about a brand new book I've written called God's Grand Finale, Wrath, Grace, and Glory in Earth's Final Days. This book is so exciting because I basically take you through the entire book of Revelation, but from a slightly different perspective. What we discover is that the book of Revelation was not just written to tell us what's going to happen in the end times, but God wrote his last ever book to tell us about himself. And so Revelation becomes not just a book about the future, but a book to help you encounter God. And I go through it and highlight 13 amazing attributes of God that really rise out of the book of Revelation that help us become more intimate in our relationship with him.
For any gift of $20 or more to World Prophetic Ministry, you will get your copy of Jeff's newest book, God's Grand Finale. You will be inspired and challenged as you learn about God's wrath, grace, and glory. To get your copy today, visit thekingiscoming.com or call 1-800-622-2767.